Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Five Marketing Hacks to Uncover Hidden Revenue in Your Business. Why are we going to talk about that? Because this is Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and this is the time when there are deep discounts and always and often ways to earn money that you don't always think about. So, still round the corner, there may wait a new road or a secret gate, said J.R.R. Tolkien. It is like getting free money. How many times have you seen some version of that claim in an advertisement? I tend to tune those kinds of messages out myself. But recently, I've been thinking about marketing tactics that really do come close to giving you free money as a business owner. Just need to take the time to implement them. The truth is, any business with an online presence has ways to increase their leads and revenue that they haven't even discovered yet. I think of this as the hidden revenue, like change buried in cushions of your sofa, or the check that's been forgotten in a pile of mail for months. These aren't bread and butter sources of revenue, but adding a few of them into your ongoing marketing campaigns can make the difference between meeting and missing your goals in a slow month. In this show, we will discuss the five of these little marketing hacks. I think we've used every one of these at some point of marketing team at Lead Pages, and it's a fair bet that they have the potential to work for you too. Okay, Lead Pages is a website that you can go to that can help you to build your leads, because they're a lead generating company. So we are going to be discussing some pointers that come out of Lead Pages that they use to help people build their business. The first thing is to add an opt-in point in your navigation bar on your website. And I've used this. It's a hello bar. And what it does is it has a description on there. And it also has a place for your visitors to put the email address. What's the first thing that someone sees when they land on your homepage? If you have a standard website, it's your navigation bar. While totally new visitors may spend more than taking in your main homepage content, people who have been there at least once before are likely to assess your menu first to jump straight to the information they need to complete their picture of your business. So think about it. If you are a blogger and you have people who are followers because they love your articles, whether you send them the article through a newsletter on a daily basis or a weekly basis, however you want to do it, but they become a follower of reading your articles and going to your website to get more information. What does that do? That helps you increase your business. And if the people aren't already leads, they absolutely should be. That's where your navigation bar has room to route them to the right direction with a link to one of your most universally appealing lead magnets. And a lead magnet is a product, a white paper, an ebook, something that you're giving away that has value to the person that will have them want to give you their email address and their name. There are big variations of this theme that can also work well. If your navigation bar offer requires a little more context to be compelling, go ahead and send people to a brief landing page instead of a lead box. Or if you're running a great promotion, you may want to swap in a link to your promo page. And what are we talking about here is when we're talking about a landing page, it's your sales page. It's a place that offers them a place, not only their name and their email address, possibly even their phone number or any more information that you want to gather about them. But it's really a promo page. It's giving them something that offers a deep discount that they really and truly want, whether it's a $7 product or a $10 product. But remember, if instead of making it $7, make it $6.99, because somehow in someone's mind, or even $9.99 as opposed to $10, why? Because that one penny off makes them feel like they're getting a bargain. Inspire action with every single blog post, even the old ones. If your business has maintained a blog for more than a year, you probably don't quite remember every post you've ever published, and chances are you do a lot of things different now than you did when you first started publishing, such as adding a content upgrade or another kind of call to action to every blog post. At Lead Pages, we were among the first to popularize this tactic, but even we aren't 100% consistent about adding content upgrades to every post when we first started out. That's where this tactic comes in, to help your old content keep producing new leads for you. First, you'll want to identify your highest traffic post. Log into your Google Analytics account, filter by blog content if needed, and see which older posts are getting the most page views. If you've never done this before, you might have some surprises coming. But let's back up a little bit. To use Google Analytics every time you put in a blog post, you need to go to Google Analytics and add it to your analytics, because that way they will monitor each post that you've ever written. And here's some other things to think about. If you use social media, or you have ever used Evernote, with Evernote, whenever you write something, you can post it on that on their site. And not only can you do that, but then they can help you link it through their website to LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Google+. And what this does is gives you an added layer of people watching and viewing your post. That's where this tactic comes in to help your old content keep producing new leads for you. First, you'll want to identify your highest traffic post. You might know offhand which of these posts have a good content upgrade and which don't. But if you're not sure, make a list of, say, your top 10 most visited posts that are more than a year old. Then go through each one to see whether there's an appropriate content upgrade, lead magnet, a call to action you can add. The great thing about the strategy is that you don't necessarily have to create something totally new to use as a lead magnet. If you're regularly writing blog posts, it's very likely that you've written something else on the topic of the intervening months. Can you turn the post into a bonus PDF, checklist, or some other kind of resource to use as a lead magnet on your old high-traffic posts? While you're at it, go ahead and check links and see whether there are any opportunities to update old statistics, include updated information on your products or company, or add new and relevant material. It might even be worth bumping the refresh post to the top of your blog's front page and resharing it with your audience, many of whom probably didn't see it the first time around. Applying this strategy at Lead Pages has resulted in hundreds of new leads we never would have gotten if we'd left posts like those alone. As a bonus, if you do have the opportunity to add new data, you may see a boost in the page's search ranking, since Google priorities fresh, up-to-date content. So, think about this. I don't always do this because I don't really use a lot of statistics in my blog posts on my website, but what I do is I'm on a platform where I dock my sites where I post blogs, and through that I have used my clippings on Evernote, which draws me a lot of people coming to my site. But one thing that I find is, in my case, I don't always go back and update stuff, but if you do use statistics, then it is always important, because you will always find places and articles where they're talking about changes that are going on and where statistics change on a consistent basis. Make a last chance lead grab with exit pop-ups. What's the one thing that can keep a random anonymous site visitor from leaving your site and staying random and anonymous forever? Think about it, then offer it to them as a pop-up, such as an exit lead box that's triggered when they move their cursor to close the window or leave the page to avoid annoying current subscribers, customers, and frequent visitors. You can adjust the pop-up frequently so that it doesn't display every single time. But since it only appears when people are leaving, it's not likely to be a major annoyance anyway. And it could even alert people to high quality content or offers that they haven't happened across before. There are many ways that you can look at how you do and utilize your content. Save the day with your 404 page. When someone reaches a 404 page on your site, it might be your fault. It might be the visitor's fault, or it might be the fault of their cat who walked across the keyboard as they were typing in a URL. In any event, you want your 404 page to help get them back to the right page. So at a minimum, your 404 page should have links to your most important pages. That'll help orient the folks who know exactly what they're looking for. But what about the ones who aren't so sure, who followed a bad link or an expired offer? They might just leave your site unless you give them a reason not to. Yep, that's. And this is another excellent place to promote your best lead magnet or best high value, low commitment offer. Check out the Lead Pages Standard Template Library to find pages designed especially for this purpose, or build your own. Leave something great in your footer. And this is one thing that I think a lot of people don't always think about. Earlier, I mentioned the potential of adding an opt-in point to your site's navigation bar. People looking closely at it are likely in the early stages of familiarity with your business, which puts them in a sweet spot for joining your email list. While it's less prominent, your site footer can make another excellent place to find highly engaged traffic. Why consider that someone looking at your footer has strolled all the way through your page without finding a single thing they wanted to click on? It's like they're begging you to give them something else to do and to reward their attention with something worthwhile. So give them something. It's a lovely little Easter egg that'll bring value to visitors and generate more leads and revenue for your site. And plan your strategy. That is the one thing that I find a lot of people do not do with their business. They don't know how to strategize, how to generate leads and grow a business in today's marketing place. And why not plan those things? So what is a good way to look for lead generation that can help you build your business? Have you ever thought about some lead generation software? Because what they do is they help you with conversions on your site. Because what you want to do is learn how to grow your business in today's marketplace. So, what I like to do is give you some ideas of some things that you can compare and utilize with your website. There are so many ways that you can do lead generation marketing. And that's something that a lot of people do not always think about, is lead generation. Okay. So, what if you had a product or a software? Oh, a way to help you generate leads in your business. And come across in a way that can help you market more successfully. So, here's some things to think about. Call new leads derived from lists, referrals, or advertising programs. Answer calls in relationship that come into your business development inquiry line. Follow up with leads who have been contacted in the past. Conduct initial qualification of leads based on brief phone discussion. Set appointments for business development sales managers and director of business development for program discussion and ultimate goal of closing qualified leads. And you know, it also depends on your profession and the types of leads that you are looking for. And that's the issue that a lot of people do not always think about, is how they can generate leads. So, define your lead goals. Use your calculator to determine the accurate and realistic number of leads that you need to hit your revenue goals. Outline the lead process. Once you know your accurate and attainable number of leads, you can begin to outline the process of lead generation and lead nurture in both marketing and sales. Set your sales goal. You can also experiment with this lead calculator by adjusting your sales close rate to see how your lead goals accurately. And here's something to think about. When you do advertising, the biggest thing that a lot of people don't always think about is that when you advertise, everything you need to do needs to be geared towards how you are generating leads for your business. So let's look at it this way. Let's go back over some things that we talked about. We talked about an opt-in for your navigation bar. That is, the navigation bar is your menu at the top of your website. And what that does is it tells them what the homepage is, it tells them the services page, whatever products you have to sell. And if you, because we're talking about Black Friday, why not, or Cyber Monday, especially Cyber Monday, why not, and this is a very big thing to do, is use your email autoresponder to send out emails to your current customers. And give them a way to offer or refer. And this goes into when companies use affiliate programs, that what they do is they have their own customers refer their friends and family through emails and help you market your Black Friday sales. Inspire action with every single blog post. And this should always be a consideration whenever you are looking to purchase or sell anything, is how you can inspire someone to want to purchase, even if it's doing a short survey, so you can get a better view of who your customer is. This is something that a lot of people do not always incorporate into their business. Make a last-minute chance lead grab with exit pop-ups. And your exit pop-up is if you've got someone that has spent time on your website, but they've left because they haven't purchased anything, how can you give them a last-ditch thing, whether it's a discounted or a product that you've discounted, but if they opt out of it, they will never see it that low again? So what are some things that you can do that can help you put together a package that generates not just leads, but sales? Leave something great to find in your footer. So where are you taking all of your sales, and how are you going to incorporate all of these products into where you are today? And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And what we do is we help you put together a strategy on building your business to the level that you want it to be. Because, and I've talked about this on shows before, about creating a mission or an action plan, because you have the end goal in mind, but what are the small steps that you need to take to grow and expand that business? One of the things that we're talking about when we're talking about how to uncover hidden revenue in your business is, when you get someone to your website, what type of plan do you have in place that will help you as a salesman to build and expand on your business in the future? So remember, and again, that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And one thing is that I have a number of blogs that talk about entrepreneurship that you can read and keep up with what is happening